I declare this special meeting of council on the 6th of July open at 4:02 PM. I'd just like to remind everyone that this meeting is being recorded, and thank you to our members of the gallery for attending. Two, public question time. 2.1, response to public questions previously taken on notice. I do not have any. 2.2, declaration of public question time opened at 4:02 PM. Just a reminder for public questions, if you would like to ask any, I would ask for you to stand and state your name and full address. Were there any public questions? No? That was very easy. 2.3, declaration of public question time closed at 4:03 PM. 3, attendance, apologies and leave of absence. 3.1, attendance. For the recording, I would like to welcome everybody here. We have Councillor Lawson Kerr, Councillor Gamble, Councillor Begley, Councillor Lowton, Councillor Dixon, Councillor Stratford, our Deputy President, myself, Councillor Petchel, President. Also have our CEO, Tom, and our Manager of Corporate Services, Claire. And we would like to welcome our visitors. Thank you. 3.3, apologies. I do not have any apologies. 3.4, approved leave of absence. I do not have any. 3.5, applications for leave of absence. I have an application for leave of absence for myself for the ordinary council meeting next Thursday, and I will not be able to attend remotely. Somebody to move that, please. Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. All those in favour of receiving? That is carried. Thank you. All good. Yep. For obituaries, I do not have any. Did anybody else have any? No. Yep. 5, petitions, deputations and presentations. 5.1, petitions, I do not have any. 5.2, deputations, I do not have any. And 5.3, presentations, I do not have any. Declarations of interest, 6.1 is financial and proximity interest. I have not received any, but at any point in the meeting, if you would like to declare, please let me know. 6.2, impartiality interest. I would like to declare an impartiality interest in agenda item 9.1.1, adoption of the budget. The nature of my interest is that my business property is adjacent to the works that will be happening if the budget is carried today. Any other impartiality interests? No. If so, during the meeting, please let me know. Thank you. 7, announcements by the presiding member without discussion. I just want to quickly thank all the staff for the time and effort they have put into the budget prep, and also to councillors. You have attended many budget workshops, and that is much appreciated. To staff, I know it's no easy feat to get the budget together, and so thank you for providing us with all the required information that we have needed. Thank you. 8, matters for which the meeting may be closed. I do not have any. 9, reports, 9.1, corporate and community services, 9.1.1, adoption of annual budget for the year ended 30th of June 2027. This requires an absolute majority vote. Just to remind everyone in the room that I have submitted an impartiality interest for this item. Okay, now the officer's recommendation is quite lengthy. With that in mind, I will not read it out unless somebody would like me to take the time to read it. It is in the agenda, but if you are all happy, then we will go from there. So can I please get somebody to move the officer's recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Somebody to second the councillor's recommendation, the officer's recommendation. Councillor Lawson Kerr, thank you. Councillor Begley, would you like to speak for the recommendation?
I'd just like to echo your president's words in thanking the staff, especially Aldo Tom and Claire. They spent a lot of time and effort to get this budget to here today, and I think they've done a great job. That's all.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak for the recommendation?
Just to echo what Councillor Begley said.
Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Would anybody like to speak against the recommendation? Councillor Lawton?
Madam President, if I may, I would like to move that we make an amendment.
Okay, so Councillor Lawton to make an amendment. Could you please read your amendment so I can ask for a seconder?
Certainly. So I would like to add point 12, that noting section 6.22 of the Local Government Act 1995 requires the annual budget to be prepared having regard to the plan for the future of the district under section 5.56. Council requests the CEO to present to Council prior to the 2026 and 2027 mid-year budget review a report on the review status and update schedule for the addition of key informing strategies for the Shire's integrated planning and reporting framework, including Council plan, long-term financial plan, asset management plan, and workforce plan. I would also like to add point 13, that the award of tender or commitment to purchase any plant item in the 2026-2027 capital program with an estimated value exceeding $250,000 be determined by Council resolution with the relevant report to include a statement of alignment with the draft asset management plan and long-term financial plan.
Thank you, Councillor Lawton. Would you like?
If I may, yes. I would like to speak to it. So I'd like to echo everyone's echoes about the great job that the staff have done getting this to us and how open and informative they've been with any questions that we've had. So I'll be supporting adoption of this amendment tonight, and I want to explain it first. The Section 6.22 of the Local Government Act requires this budget to be prepared having regard to our future, the community plan and the strategic documents behind it. So the CEO and I agree on principle that the plant replacement plan shouldn't sit in isolation and should be grounded in asset management plan and long-term financial plan. The amendment does two things. It asks for the IPR, which is our Integrated Planning and Reporting Framework, status and update schedule before the mid-year review. And it keeps larger plant commitments as decisions of this council to be tested against those plans as we develop them. The amendment doesn't change any numbers, doesn't delay any rates, doesn't hold up any roads. In my view, it reflects council doing the governing role the Act gives us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lawton. Do we have anyone that would like to second that amendment? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Would you like to speak?
I can. I do agree with Councillor Lawton that making these large purchases without really knowing the impact it's going to have on the long-term viability of the financial position of this community looking 20, 30, 40 years down the track could be quite irresponsible at this point in time. I think we do have enough plant currently to continue delivering the service levels that we already have by taking a little bit of time to consider all of the aspects that we haven't yet had the opportunity to do would be quite responsible. So I think it's really well worded and support.
Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Would anybody like to speak against the amendment? Councillor Begley.
I understand what Councillor Oaten's saying, but I don't think that all we're doing is putting a blockage in this, in the enacting of the budget. We're not removing, as he said, we're not removing anything from the budget. So putting this extra layer in is really just putting another hurdle for the Shire to function to do one of its major service roles, and that's looking after our road infrastructure. And I don't see that any amount of planning can prepare us for the future. And this is not looking at something aspirational. This is just a normal piece of equipment used day to day in the service providing that we're already getting, and we pretty much all expect for our road infrastructure.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. Would anybody like to speak for the amendment? Councillor Dixon.
I'll just say I've always been talking about the integrated framework, as we have discussed for the last 3 years, to get these strategic documents in place. I would support this motion just for that one reason, not because of the specific plant replacement as such, because there's many things in our local government that cost money and need to be revised or looked at and analysed. But it is super important, I think, we get these council plan, long-term financial plan, asset management plan and workforce plan together to be able to do our job as councillors and look at things strategically. I don't want to specifically look at individual items. I think that's not my focusing. I look at the whole picture, whole financial picture.
Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Would anybody like to speak against the amendment? No. With no further comments, I would like to put the amendment to a vote. All those in favour of adding the amendment to the officer's recommendation, please raise your hand. So for the record, that is Councillor Stratford, Councillor Dixon, Councillor Lawton. Against the amendment? Sorry, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Did you have it raised for?
Yes.
Yes, my apologies. Against the recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Begley, Councillor Gamble.
I'd like to abstain because I won't be supporting the budget.
You have to vote.
I'll vote for that.
Okay, so to do that again, please raise your hand if you would like to vote for the recommendation. Councillor Stratford, Councillor Dixon, Councillor Lawton, Councillor Gamble, Councillor Lawson Kerr, those against the recommendation, Councillor Begley, and Councillor Petrel. With that in mind, I would now like to come back to the original officer's recommendation that is now amended to include Councillor Lawton's point 12 and point 13. So we have had Councillor Begley, Councillor Lawson Kerr speak to the original officer's recommendation. Would anybody like to speak against adopting the budget? Councillor Gamble.
Thank you very much. Adopting this budget directs administration to spend up to 966,000 on plant purchase or replacement, up to 187,000 on building projects, up to 456,600 on infrastructure projects. This budget will give administration permission to spend an extra $350,000 above the actual spend in 2025-26 on employment costs. This budget will give administration permission to spend an extra $400,000 approximately above the actual spend in 2025-26 on materials and contracts. There are some very valid reasons for these increases. I accept that. The increase in rates is approximately $80,000. I'm concerned by the trend to increase overall spending at a far greater rate than the increase in income. I also believe that as a council, we have not given the ratepayers a reasonable opportunity to view, digest, and comment on this budget. Therefore, I will not be supporting this budget.
Thank you, Councillor Gamble.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No worries. Would any councillor like to speak for the updated motion? Councillor Begley, because you have already spoken, I can't allow you to speak again.
You speak last.
Yes, right. He has the right of reply.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyone like to speak for? Councillor Dixon?
I think with the current budgets being well considered by the staff, we've received adequate information. I've only attended 7 out of the 8 workshops. I did miss one. I think the service levels currently provided will remain as is. The costs are always increasing in every business, so I think rates are most certainly something we need to look at, and external funding with government, state, federal, etc. So I think it's been a good job by all involved in creating it.
Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Any councillor like to speak against? No. With that in mind, I believe it concludes the debate. Councillor Begley, would you like the right of reply?
Yes, thanks. I understand everybody's concern with spending a lot of money, but the Shire have been spending a lot of money for a long time, and they'll continue to spend a lot of money for as long as we've got it. The rates being increased by only 80,000, we could double that, we'd have 160, we could triple it, we can quadruple it, have $250,000. Still doesn't make much of a dent in a spend of $1 million a year. That's just what it costs to run our community. This budget is no surprises. There's nothing different in this budget than there has been any other budget before this, which is sad. There's no aspirational things in this budget, but there's also nothing in there that's very exciting. It's just steady as she goes. Councillor Dixon mentioned service levels. If we expect our community to maintain the standard of service, whatever aspect you want to bring up, this is what it costs, and it's just how it is. And I don't think changing it would be. I don't know how we spend the money differently and have a better outcome than what we've got. And so I will be supporting this budget. Don't know what else to say.
Thank you, Councillor Begley. I would now like to ask councillors to vote on this recommendation. I will just remind you that this requires an absolute majority to pass. So So all those in favour of receiving officer's recommendation with Councillor Loughton's amendment of 12 and 13, please raise your hands. So for the recording, Councillor Stratford, Councillor Dixon, Councillor Loughton, Councillor Begley, Councillor Lawson-Kerr and Councillor Petrell are for the adoption of the budget. And against, Councillor Gamble, that is carried. Thank you. Before moving to the next item, I just would like to thank councillors for your professionalism throughout that discussion. So thank you. Second. Okay, 10, planning and building, 10.1.1, development approval, DA application, 59 Johnston Street, Wildcatcham. Voting requirement requires a simple majority. As this recommendation came to our last council meeting, we have been given the officer's recommendation and an alternate recommendation. I will read both out loud, so please bear with me. The officer's recommendation is that the council refuses the development approval application on the following grounds. The proposal does not comply with the council's adopted local planning policy number 1, movable buildings, the undesirable impact of container type housing on the streetscape of an established residential street, the establishment of movable type buildings in prominent streetscape locations will compromise the visual aesthetics of residential areas. The introduction of movable buildings are generally out of character with the predominant housing style in the locality. That is the officer's recommendation. The alternate recommendation is that council approves the development approval application subject to the following conditions and advice notes. 1, the proposed carport being set back in accordance with the R codes, residential design codes, to the satisfaction of the local government. 2, the development being redesigned to incorporate the carport into the overall front facade of the dwelling with an appropriate landscaping plan to the satisfaction of the local government. 3, that the front facade of the dwelling be constructed of materials considered more appropriate for the prevailing climatic conditions to the satisfaction of the local government. 4, that the council carry out a review of the local planning policy number 1 relating to movable buildings to ensure, point 1, that the policy maintains its relevancy with current shortages of residential accommodation in the state. Point 2, that the assessment of the use of movable buildings in residential areas be based on visual performance, including factors like materials used, consistency with streetscape objectives, landscaping, roof pitches, and other measures to reduce the visual impact of structures like containers and dormers. I am asking for a mover. Councillor Stratford.
Can I move the alternative recommendation, but I will want to move an amendment to it as well, if possible.
Okay, can we just move the alternate recommendation to start with, please? So, Councillor Stratford, thank you. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Loughton. Okay, Councillor Stratford.
I just want to move an amendment to point 3, just to remove the word more, to try and remove the difficulty of enforcement of that provision and just make it a little bit more reasonable.
Okay. Is there somebody to second Councillor Stratford's recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Would you like to speak to that, Councillor Gamble?
I entirely agree with Councillor Stratford. It's more appropriate. It's very clouded, whereas just appropriate is has purpose and meaning.
Not a problem. Would anybody like to speak against that recommendation? Anybody else like to speak for that recommendation? No? All those in favour of receiving that recommendation, please raise your hands. That is all councillors. That is carried. So going back to the alternate recommendation with Councillor Stratford's amendment of removing the word more from point three. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Would anybody like to speak against receiving that recommendation? Anybody else like to speak for receiving that recommendation? No? All those in favour of receiving that recommendation, please raise your hands. That is all councillors. That is carried. Thank you, councillors.
Speak for nothing.
11 motions of which previous notice has been given. There is none. 12 questions by members of which due notice has been given. There are no questions. 13 urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision. There is none. 14 matters behind closed doors. There is no matter. There are no matters. And 15, closure of the meeting is at 4:28 p.m.